listening to Tassie Encounters Moments on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And today and this week, we have Tamika Spalding joining us. Welcome, Tamika.
Hi, Jason.
It's been a little while, Tamika.
It's been a very long time since I've been in this chair.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to come back.
Yes, finally.
Finally.
We've been trying for a little bit, but we finally made it happen. So it's good to have you here this week. And you're going to be sharing a topic this week titled Standing in God's Calling. So looking forward to discussing that with you. I can't remember actually last time. Maybe you remember what you presented last time you were here, but I'll let you talk about that in a moment. We do want to remind our listeners we've got a show number, 0488 880 891. That is our Tassie Encounters show number, just for Tassie Encounters, 0488 880 891. We'd love to hear from you, so do text us in if you've got any feedback, questions, and just share with us. We've also got a free book offer coming up later in the program as well. So, well, Tamika, standing in God's calling, that's what you've chosen to talk about this week. And why don't you give us a bit of an introduction, or if you want to remind us what you talked about last time, I can't remember.
It was a while ago. The last time I was on, I was, I had to think about it. I was talking about having faith the size of a mustard seed, and that was way back in, January.
Okay.
We're in September now, so it's a little while
most
ago.
Most of the year's gone.
And I was exploring topics around faith at the time, and then I actively, I didn't just speak about faith, I actively pursued acting and living in faith. So I've been overseas for a few months, and I've been interstate for a few months. And today I'm talking about, as you've mentioned, standing in God's calling, because I think that I've kind of stepped outside of my comfort zone, this whole year.
Mm.
And it's a question that I've asked myself, is God asking me to do this?
Mm.
What would it look like if God was asking me to do something? How do I feel about other people having opinions about what I think God's asking me to do? I think today's program is, or this week's programs have been born out of some of the questions that I've been wrestling with.
Mm. Interesting. Actually, just earlier this morning, I was listening to something just out of interest, just listening to a podcast, and it was exactly on the same topic, actually, where somebody was asked to do something, a new position, a new role, which was several levels above where they were currently acting, and they felt a lot of initial hesitation in whether they could do that role and whatever, but they decided to go ahead and accept the position. So, interesting how God works, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
So where would you like to start?
Well, maybe we'll start off, I'd like to go into a Bible verse, but I might start off with actually something that a pastor said to me before I decided to take the leap of faith to go overseas. I rang a pastor and I said, can I have prayer? Because I'm about to go, I think, over to America because God has asked me. What if people think that's a bad idea? And he said to me, and this is actually some people might, our listeners might remember a little while ago, he was a radio presenter on Faith FM as well. His name's Daniel Mateo. Awesome pastor, awesome person to have pray for you.
Mm.
And he said, you never have to apologize for standing in any place that God has asked you to stand.
Mm.
And that really hit me because it's not just about what other people think, it's about what God has asked you to do.
Absolutely.
So my first question to myself was, did God call people? And so I went back to the Bible to find out who God called in the Bible so I could, you know, research this. Mm. And so I have a passage that I'd like to us to start with from Isaiah 41, 8 to 10, if you'd like to read it, Jason.
Sure. And this is from the New King James Version we're reading today. It says, "But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Yeah, I think that's a powerful passage. You know, it was talking about the people in the Bible, but it speaks really clearly to us too, I think. You know,
yeah.
We can hear that God has not rejected us. He's going to be with us. We don't need to be worried.
Yeah. This was a part of my cancer journey, which if people have been listening for a while, they've no doubt heard parts of my story. But this little passage was a key passage that gave me hope and confidence in that, because this part of it that says, "I've chosen, you have not cast you away." I felt that as I was facing a very, very serious, diagnosis and felt like my body was letting me down, but God was saying, "Hey, I'm not casting you away. You are not rubbish. I've still got something for you to do. If you are going to be my servant, then you're going to have something to do." And so it really helped me in my journey as well.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I love it when we can read passages in the Bible that, you know, were relevant at that time very much. Mm. You know, Israel
but they speak to us today.
A people, Jacob, yeah, and Abraham, but it speaks to us today.
Mm.
And the other thing I love about this is he called a people that, well, weren't all that obedient, quite often disobedient. They weren't perfect, which, you know, we have in common. That we can see that we don't have to be sometimes we put on this idea that we have to be perfect before we can do something that God might ask us to do. And we have some really good demonstrations in the Bible where that's not the case.
Mm.
Can you think of any other people in the Bible that were called Jason?
Well, I think a lot of the disciples were like that, you know, they were just fishermen, and in essence, my understanding is of the history of it, in essence, they weren't the brightest students. You know, Hebrew boys would learn and they would study the Torah, and if they were, you know, the good students, they would end up becoming a rabbi, a teacher of the scriptures. But these guys were effectively dropouts from the Hebrew school, is my understanding, and yet Jesus called them.
Yeah. Well, I think what stands out to me, like when we're talking about the disciples, I know that in Matthew we can read about the calling of Peter and his brother Andrew.
Mm.
And, you know, they were in a boat, like you said, and they were fishermen, and God, Jesus just said, you know, to come, will you come and follow me? And There was something that they needed to do. They needed to actually choose it. Mm. They needed to
they had to say yes. Yeah, they had to say yes.
So it wasn't so much about their academic ability, as you mentioned. It was about their willing heart and their willingness to follow, really.
Mm. Absolutely. There was another one, Zacchaeus, I remember. And I think you've done a story on Zacchaeus, haven't you? In the past program, talked about Zacchaeus.
I loved reading about Zacchaeus when I was researching for that program.
Mm.
Because Zacchaeus wasn't a well-liked person.
No.
And he didn't have a good reputation, and no one wanted to really be around him, and he certainly wasn't trusted. And yet he was eager to see Jesus because he'd heard about him. and made an effort to see him. But Jesus made an effort to see him and called him out of the tree and said, "I'm coming to your house. Come down immediately."
Mm.
And I just love it that Jesus didn't worry about people's perception of Zacchaeus, and he didn't worry. What he was looking for was Zacchaeus's willingness to change, and that transformation that he knew he was making steps forward in.
Mm. There's a common phrase, I guess, in Christianity that says, you know, God invites us to come as we are, you know, and the passage that says, you know, while you were yet sinners, while you were still sinners, Christ came and died for us. So he calls us even while we are not perfect, a long way from perfect. And I guess that call, if we respond to that, is part of our transformation journey. When we respond and we say, "Yes, I want to follow you," then God does his work in us like he did in Zacchaeus. And what happened with Zacchaeus? He ended up being totally transformed and gave back four times, I think it says, the amount that he'd cheated people. Gave half his possessions to the poor and paid back four times the amount that, because he was a tax collector and they often ripped people off, so kept a bit of extra for themselves. And so, yeah, he was totally transformed after he accepted that invitation for, you know, to spend time with Christ and have a meal with him and get to understand who he was.
Yeah, and I'd like to come back to his story later on in the week because it wasn't just about a transformation for him. There was an effect on the crowd, and I think that's important to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a book offer this week. It's called Keeping a Connection. And right after this short break, we'll give you more details.
What's up, Adventist World Radio? This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Our book offer this week, as I mentioned, Keeping Connection, Rediscovering the Power of Prayer. Now, this is by a name that I'm struggling to pronounce, but I think it's Zuzai Hazoki. I don't know if you can have a better go at that, Tamika, but Zuzai Hazoki. When we describe the Christian life as a relationship with our Creator, prayer is the connection that keeps this relationship alive, healthy, and growing. Drawing from the Bible, personal experience, and the communal life of the church, Keeping Connection reintroduces you to the life of prayer and its power to renew and transform your most important relationship. More than just a theory, prayer becomes practical, a vital part of your life lived with God. So that's our book offer this week and today. Text us in on our show number 0488 880 891, and the code is TEM for Tassie Encounters Moments and the number 46. Don't put any spaces in that, just TEM 46. Text it into 0488 880 891 to claim a free copy of this book. We'd love you to be able to get that. Thank you, Tamika, and we do hope, well, we know that you'll be joining us again tomorrow, but we hope our listeners can join us again tomorrow as we ask the question, have you been called? I won't give you an answer right now, but I certainly think the Bible gives us an answer to that question. So as we go out, this is Call Me Your Own by Isla Vista Worship and John Jin Han. May you encounter Jesus more today.
I was just an orphan who did not know who his father was. By your mercy, you adopted me. You've paid the highest cost in exchange for my messy heart. You had left your throne to set me free. You're not ashamed to call me your own. You have loved me with your whole heart. You have chosen me. You're not ashamed.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.